SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Friends, welcome in to the In This League fantasy show on Sports Grid. I was about to do the whole open on the other show, but it is ITL on Sports Grid with your dynamic duo, your best buddies, the guys that you feel like you know and sometimes will talk to like you know, but you don't. It is Bogman and the Welsh. You can find us on Twitter at Bogman Sports, at Is It The Welsh. We have got a 3-hour edition of ITL, as we always do right here on Sports Grid, with tons of stuff. We have got a little bit of basketball in hour two. We got the NBA Finals with, the Phoenix Suns, which also I would concede might be the NBA's biggest nightmare of all time. It'll be fascinating to see what the actual like viewership is.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they've got to be like, I can't imagine if we compare this to like the last 10 years, what it's going to look like. Something in Bogman's wheelhouse, the floodgates have opened for college athletes to get sponsorships. And boy, they're getting them. There's some weird, crazy ones that are going on, but they are getting that money. We're going to talk about that. So there's football, there's a little bit of basketball, and we have got baseball. Home run derby bracket, we're going to play. I'll bite. Bogman, he wants to know how I can fix the All-Star Weekend to actually make it watchable. I'll give you that. Plus, we're going to talk about the MLB draft, which is happening this weekend. But Bogs, we only have about a minute left, and it's just about the most we can probably give to this subject, but the Dodger, everything in Dodgerland is really bad, specifically around Voldemort, the player who shall not be named. But
there's a T on the end of that, right? Voldemort.
Is it Mort?
Yeah, Voldemort. I only know because I've seen it written down, but I haven't watched none of those movies or read any of the books. I have no idea.
But see, I have watched. I actually think it's a silent T. I think it's Voldemort. They don't say Voldemort. Say Voldemort.
They do.
No, they don't. You know what?
Okay. All right. You know what? You would know better than me.
I've watched.
I've always thought there was a T on the end of that.
No. I think you're right, but they don't pronounce it. It's Voldemort. They say it's Voldemort. So someone is going to do that. Well, now we're going to go into a major segment talking about it. But that Dodgers player who's got some nasty stuff centered around him, things are showing themselves even further. We'll briefly touch on that. Plus a whole bunch more home run derby bracket. Like I said, all baseball. Just don't go anywhere. This is In This League on Sports Grid, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. In This League lives there. Lives on Patreon and has for quite some time with tons of stuff that you guys could take advantage of. We've got people hanging out with us as we do the radio show. You could be doing that. You can listen to the secret shows. Boom, that could be in your wheelhouse. We've got ranks on football and baseball all over the board. Dynasty in both to you got prospects and college and IDP. It's a full service on all of those ranks if you dig what Bogman and I do. Plus, we've got GroupMe rooms for access to us and the rest of our community and tons more live streams. This weekend, I will be live streaming during the MLB draft. Bogman will be live streaming during the Home Run Derby. Those are just a few of the cool things that we do. So come and check us out, patreon.com/ITL Army. Sign up today and have so much fun with your In This League boys. So we had a little discussion on the break because you're technically not wrong on the Voldemort
situation. Well, we're both technically not.
We're wrong, technically so. Both wrong and right here. So I've obviously been at all costs avoiding talking about Trevor Bauer as we can, because everything is dirty around him. But I've been using Voldemort, you know, the he who shall not be named as a thing. And Bogman wants to correct me. And he goes, you know, there's a T on there. And I'm like, yeah, I know that, but I'm pretty sure it's silent. And he's like, no, pretty sure they say it. So on the break, well, look, I go, I listen. Again,
I've never seen any of the movies. I know this is crazy to a lot of people. This is a big pop culture thing I miss. I've never seen one Harry Potter movie. I've never read one Harry Potter book. All I've heard is people say Voldemort. Yeah. I've seen it printed on things. I actually did ruin something in that movie because of have you ever heard, do you remember the website T-shirt Hell? Mm-hmm. Just had all the most offensive T-shirts ever.
And you had such a collection of them too.
I had like three or four of them. But my favorite one was, it said, I hope there's an afterlife so I can waste that too. So, but anyway.
I want to point out though, this is only for me. Hilarious moment hearing you being like, huh, listen here, nerd. I've never listened or read any of the Harry Potter. Wait, hold on. 30 minutes before we started this, Bogman went 30 minutes deep on The Witcher for me.
The Witcher isn't made for children. Harry Potter's made for children. And I was a grown up when it came out. So I was like, that kind of seems like it's for kids. I don't have any kids.
Let me ask you one thing.
Yeah. Would you have ever watched or read or thought about Harry Potter if you didn't have children?
I did. I watched the Harry Potters
before your kids. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I didn't know that. It's not something that I've ever been into, but I did end up ruining a part of it for one of my friends because T-shirt Hell came out with this shirt. I thought it was way after the Harry Potter book had came out. I guess someone stayed up, read the whole thing right when it came out so they can make an offensive shirt. And it says, Dumbledore dies on page whatever, blah, 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 you dumb whatever. And that was the shirt they wore. And so like they had pictures of people wearing it to a Harry Potter movie premiere, you know, and stuff like that. So I was telling someone that I thought it was funny that they did this. And they're like, oh yeah, that book just came out. I didn't know that happened. And I was like, okay.
All I'm saying is
a spoiler.
It was just hilarious hearing you be like, I would do Harry Potter. I would never do all those blah, 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 blah. And then like, we just spent 30 minutes. By the way, I said nothing, which would be shocking to everybody because of how much I can't shut up. And Bogman has to listen to half of what I say. It was Bogman 30 straight minutes going on everything about The Witcher. Cause I had like lost track and then I rewatched it. And he's like, remember this part? I'm like, this is all that I said during, I'm like, I don't remember that.
Yeah, know. Well, I was trying to like I knew what the confusing parts would be because I had to watch it a couple times to actually understand it. So I was like,
it's just like Harry Potter is like one of the most successful like world creations. And Bobby's like
whole
Harry Potter. Give me The Witcher
theme parks. The Harry Potter bring back all of Universal theme parks? Like, weren't they about to go under? And then they announced all the Harry Potter rides and stuff. Yeah, I understand. It's just not something that I've made time for.
But here's what we found out.
Lindsay Lohan on SNL was the funniest Harry Potter thing to me ever.
Yeah, so. And I really cared about it because of the humor. That was what I was there for. me too. Just like I read the articles in Playboy.
Well, I mean, machete, you know. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. I was a big Lindsay Lohan guy back in the day. Like, total train wreck now, but Lindsay Lohan was top notch. But the whole point of this was, Bogman corrects me on Voldemort. And I go, I'm pretty sure it was silent. I go and listen. I do find pronunciation on Google says Voldemort. And then I listen to a video where a lady goes, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, well, damn it. But then our boy Luke P, who's in the chat with us as we are doing this,
the Welsh's new best friend.
Yeah, Luke P, my guy. I've always said it. Luke P, my guy, says, oh, by the way, the pronunciation in the movies, J.K. Rowling intended it to be silent for Voldemort. So I was like, Thank you very much. So we're both wrong. We're both right. Who cares? By the way,
well, look, I've never
12 minutes ago, this was about Trevor Bauer. Like 12 minutes ago, this was about Trevor Bauer.
I've never heard anyone pronounce the name without the T until you. That's why it's, I've never seen the movies. So
I'm so in tuned. I'm so in tuned with English. You know, I'm so well versed educationally that I just knew it was a silent T.
Right. It's not the fact that you've never read his name one time ever on anything that you've only seen it in the movies. That's definitely not what it is.
Not a hard T. They don't go like Voldemort. They just go Voldemort.
And it's like non-English people calling Sansa instead of Sansa. Like if she was born in America, everyone would call her Sansa. But because they say it in the show and in the books, Sansa, because it's the English pronunciation, every American person says Sansa, which it makes it sound funny to me, her name.
J.K. Rowling. My educational level is closer to J.K. Rowling's. It's no big deal. Like, well,
I don't
me
know
and
if
her.
I want to go around saying that. She's got some interesting ideas, J.K. Rowling does, about topics. So
similar to the Dodgers pitcher we're going to talk about?
Not far off.
So here's the only thing we're going to talk about that, because, boy, it's messy around him on all fronts. Not that a lot of you guys would be doing this. I know, you know, we're kind of the black sheep on Sports Grid sometimes, because Sports Grid is very, very aligned to sports gambling. And that is the majority of the talk. They let us on to kind of like, you know, talk about all different type of things. We get to be classic sports talk. But in the fantasy sports world, it was really messy this week because, you know, obviously the stuff with Trevor Bauer happened. There's some really, really hardcore like sexual allegations that he's tied to, that it's not a great situation. And the Dodgers put him on leave. But it spilled over into all other points where a person had asked our friend, Eric Cross, who's with Fantrax, had asked like a fantasy question around Trevor Bauer. And, you know, Eric
answered it
innocently, just goes, yeah, hey, listen, this is what I think. And then, you know, for whatever reason, people they're just like, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. And it turned into a big thing, and people just crapping on Eric for answering this question. But it's like, hey, listen, at the end of the day, you know, it's a question. It's not about the guilt. It's not about anything else. It's a fantasy based question, because that's what this person does. But like, it spilled into the negativity around the situation.
Got real ugly real fast.
Yeah. Like Marcelo Ozuna's didn't get Marcelo Ozuna's was ugly, and then he's just gone and it got quiet. This one has spilled over because there's a lot of ambiguity. There's my J.K. Rowling.
Voldemort.
Ambiguity tart. there's a lot of questions surrounded because there aren't answers with it. So we're kind of left out in the dark. And what the Dodgers have done have slowly taken pieces. They put him on a leave, which like Dave Stewart railed on how pissed off he was about it. And as of recent, couple other things have happened, which tell whatever story it was. Merchandise, Bauer merchandise, off sites. The team requested a second 7-day suspension, had to get it approved for the league. And you said a whole bunch of Dodgers teammates have started unfollowing him on social media. And then when you get to social media unfollowing, you know it's real.
Yeah, that's the last straw. Yeah, I mean... Yeah. Dave Stewart made a big stink about it the other day too, about how disgusted he was that the Dodgers didn't immediately boot him and all that stuff. So, and then Taylor and a bunch of, you know, Mookie Betts, a bunch of guys unfollowed him. So it is not a good scenario, and it's going to drag out for a while. It looks like.
Yeah. And it's gross. And I don't know if we're going to see Trevor Bauer this year, and I don't care, you know, like let's get that figured out. Let's get to the bottom of some gross, gross stuff with him. And we won't talk about him anymore. We'll talk more about Voldemort. When we come back, home run derby bracket. It's going down. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Welcome back to In This League. Make sure you are subscribed to all of the shows on your podcast app. Doesn't matter which podcast app it is, unless it's Google. Google Podcasts might not play too well, but all the others, iHeart, Spotify. Actually, the Spotify was one I just recently was checking out. I'm kind of unfortunately locked to a Google Podcast guy, and it's the one that has issue with some of our pods. So I went over to Spotify, and I was like, geez, this looks really good, and it's all just really easy. And we've got tons of podcasts for you. ITL Baseball, we just did a player debate gauntlet episode, a player debates for the second half. Football had two this week, mock draft and running back facts. Prospect One, my prospect show, Jim Callis talking about the draft and this show. If you're not listening to it, you know, on podcast, make sure you're subscribed and all of the shows get subscribed. And we would appreciate when you do so. All-Star Weekend is essentially now. They've really baseball has compacted everything in. They're like, we're going to have the draft. We're going to still have baseball games, but then we're going to have the futures game. And then on Monday, we're going to have the home run. You know, it's just like they're compacting everything in a weird, different way that I don't know if it has anybody excited. The most excited is the home run derby.
Yeah. Well, look, the home run derby is the best out of any all-star game weekend stuff in any sport. The home run derby is the best.
They even screwed that up, though. I know we're going to talk about it, but they screwed that up. But
so it's the best. It's the best thing that we have in sports as far as exhibitions go, in my opinion. I know a lot of people like the dunk contest. That would be a close to everything.
Nobody likes the dunk contest anymore.
It's crap. Well, I mean, people used to love when
It was number one. It was the top. Okay, to your point, here, the best.
What I'm saying is, it has the potential to be right up there with the home run derby if good players were in it. So they're not in it anymore.
Than the home run derby 10 years ago.
Oh, sure. Well, when Jordan and guys like that, I mean, in the 90s were in it. Yeah, it was fun.
10 years ago. Now it's just still guys fun,
but it's guys that you've never heard of. You know what I mean? Like, no one knew who Rudy Gobert was when he won the dunk contest. That was way before he was a good player. So it's just strange, you know, or role players, you know, are good at it and everything. But I want to know what it like. We're going to keep the All-Star game's not going anywhere. Like, they make too much money. The players need a break, all that crap. Yeah. So it's not going anywhere. What can they do to fix it to make you specifically interested? Like, if now Chris Welsh, you are now the director marketer. You're in charge of all of the All-Star game festivities the whole week. And we're going to throw the MLB draft in there too. MLB GDEF draft in there too. Because apparently now it's involved in the All-Star Game weekend. It used to be just after the All-Star Game weekend, but now it's on the Sunday or whatever. So we're going to put that in there too. So you organize it. You lay it out. What is the best way to do this? How can we do this? And change the rules to anything that you want to. Change how the home run derby set up. Change if the All-Star Game counts for anything or whatever. You change it. Let's hear your ideas. Let's go.
Cancel it.
Can't the whole thing. It's done.
All of it.
All End of it. It.
Cancel that, it.
Just
go, take
the
a
worst
break.
Answer ever.
Yeah.
Just the worst answer. Not entertaining at all. Terrible answer. This is worse than me listing things. You know that, right? What would you actually do?
I would move the draft away from this and take it back to where it was before, because it's stupid to do it over this weekend.
I kind of like keeping it, but it has to have its own day. That would be my
idea. You don't
idea.
Share it. Like Saturday. I honestly think they should have done it like Thursday. It should have been Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then Sunday. You like can do your draft. All-Stars game. Yeah, exactly. Well, they're going to do it 3 days, but it's going to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, which is stupid.
Are they really? Is it back up to 50 rounds, or how many rounds are they doing?
No, it's to 20. It's funny too that you just did that, by the way, where you're using my name, like Chris Welsh. You are the, because that's what Jim Callis did. If people listen on Prospect One, Jim did that multiple times with me, where he was like using me as an example of a prospect. He's like, okay, so, you know, Chris Welsh, you're going to get drafted. And he kept doing that. And it's like,
there was a Chris Welsh that was drafted.
So. I know, but it's actually a really good, like, it's a like a sociological thing. Like, if you're dealing with people, you know, and you're trying to like connect with people, by like using their name and connecting them to something, it's actually a really slick way to like, you know, get the person. Cause I got excited. Like Callis is doing that. He's like, so Chris, you're going to get drafted and we want to sign you to this money. And I'm like, oh, I'll take that money. That sounds great. Chris Paul gets $2 million. It's great. Then he was like, you know, and we were talking about the MLB combine. I don't know if you know, they did an MLB combine for the first time.
Did hear that. And I
broke it down.
I rolled my eyes so hard.
I
thought they were going to come out of my skull.
I mentioned you in the podcast because I know you didn't listen to Prospect One. I don't blame you. I mentioned you because I was like, you hate the combine so much. And I had asked Jim, if people want to go back and listen, I asked him, I was like, you know,
what do we get out of it?
Got out of it. Yeah. What would, like, I actually was like, who actually improved their stock? And he does mention some stuff and some names, but to take one piece of what he said, I don't want to deter people from that portion. You should listen to it because it's a great interview. But Jim is kind of like, he's like, I don't know if anybody really, I don't think anything, this is what he said. He said he didn't really think in his eyes anything anybody did at the combine changed anything. So right. I was like, immediately, like, what's the point? But then I pushed back.
NFL combine, said, things do change. Like if you run a fast 40 time,
I know
things change for you. So I think there's some events that are good from the combine, but the combine
here's the problem. Ridiculous. The MLB combine, they didn't do any events. It was just like a standard. If you come with me to a backfield and what do they, or before a game, you know, like an Arizona Fall League or any baseball game on the planet, what do? They run drills, they stretch, they do BP, and they play a game. That's what the combine was. So I had said, like, baseball, there should be a committee out there to figure out what are tangible things that players could do that could actually help improve. Because the problem is baseball is so stuck in its mind where it's like, oh well, you know, cool, you're hitting a bunch. Because there were a couple guys they highlighted, MLB did, that were like really hitting bombs in BP. Judd Fabian, Matthew Nelson, who led the college baseball in homers. And I kind of pushed on that. And he was like, well, that's what those guys are known for. Like, they should have big BP. So it's like, what's the point? So right. You need to find activities.
Well, they're even scouts
to explore that.
Yeah, they even scouts that say that in the combine, like, okay, he ran a fast 40, but we already knew he was fast, so you can't count it twice.
Like
right?
Come up with some virtual reality, like digital eye test, you know, like comprehension tests, like figure out some other stuff, not just like having these guys run through a BP session or whatever, beside the point. But the draft is 20 rounds. We're going to talk about it actually in just a little bit. Draft is going to be 20 rounds. It's held over 3 days. First and compensatory round is on Sunday. Second through 10 is on Monday. And then 10, 11 through 20 is going to be on Tuesday, which is going to be not even watchable. By the way, the second day, I don't even think, like, after the third round, they're just going to go to like the telephone call thing, which is unbearable. So first off, I would make the MLB draft into an actual show if you're going to highlight it on All-Star Weekend, because it's only about day one. Then it goes away. They're going to be on a phone call saying, the Pittsburgh Pirates take player ID 741268. And that has no presentation.
You know what they should do is if we're keeping the schedule of, you know, futures game, Sunday, Monday, home run derby, Tuesday game, draft should be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's what it should be whole week. Sure. And there should be no games while they're doing that either.
Well, I just said, like, even if they did it, you know, Thursday night, Friday to Saturday, then you have Sunday. Listen, the home run derby, it's great. But there's one thing. I only need one thing, by the way, to improve all of this. He didn't respect my guy. There's only one thing I need, because you're saying, hey, what are all the things you're going to change? You can change all this stuff. Listen, they've got the home run derby. They've got the actual physical game. That's fine. There's only one item I need to make it all better. And it is a truckload of cash. We need sponsors to dump cash, and here's what I'm talking about.
Well, if you make these things interesting, the sponsors will come. If you build it, they will come. Everybody knows
there's
that.
Nothing else to do in baseball to make these interesting except not do it. So what is the most interesting thing you can do? Have the players want to be there, involved, and care, because they don't really care. How do you do it? Loads of cash. Home run derby, $5 million to the winner. $5 million to the winner.
Yeah, so everyone will want to show.
You're gonna have all the players. Then maybe you could create a side television, a little reality television show of a selection committee for the home run. Then the game. $100 million, $50 million to the winning team that's on there. The idea that these guys could pull in maybe $5 million a piece to be on the winning team. Everybody, I don't care who you are. Everybody's
good. You're not going to get guys. Carlos Correa is not skipping for to stay with his pregnant wife. He's going to get that bag.
Hell yes. Oh, they're like, okay, I get paid. You know, maybe they get like 100 grand or something like that. The young guys are going to play, but guys like Trout and them and DeGrom, who doesn't want to play, they're not going to play. If there is
It's way better than the car from Chevy that they win.
If there's $2 to $5 million per player on the line, guess what DeGrom's going to do? Yo, Mets, you need to move my schedule so I'm not in line to pitch on Sunday because I'm pitching in this game. That's it. That's all you got to do. You got to find whatever sponsors are out there, get a Home Run Derby sponsor, get them to back up the truck that is involved in the players, and then get a massive all-star sponsor like Coca-Cola that's going to put $100 million on the line. You can fill the
whole... You're never going to get that much, but you could get, you know, maybe if it was $1 million to every player that on the winning team.
I think you need to go like at least 2.5 to each player. Like really, really...
I mean,
like,
but where is it coming from? For what?
A sponsor. A sponsor.
Well, I understand, but who is paying that much? Like, why would you pay that much? Like, there's already sponsors for the game.
I worked in media sales. I mean, I'm not a salesperson. I worked alongside of it for 15 years. Guess what? It is the sales team, baseball's job to create the worth by whatever means necessary. The players wear Coca-Cola jerseys. Do you think I care what the all-star jerseys look like? They can wear Coca-Cola cans on them for all that they have to. Coca-Cola's everywhere. Baseballs look like little Coca-Colas. Who cares if they play and they're into it and they care? Guys are sliding. Guys are into it because there's so much damn money on the line. That's the only way that you have these guys.
You know what I think?
Not want to get pulled from the game. That's how you do it.
You know
what
helps?
That's how I fix the All-Star.
World versus USA. That's how you do it because then you get more people watching.
I mean, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. It's a concept that the Futures game did that nobody necessarily cared about. We'll be right back right here on ITM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? That nobody?
That nobody.
ITL.
In this league, .fans. That is a URL that is going to take you to our merch store. Lots of fun stuff. Prospects Assemble, Boggs Jr., and all the podcast logos. The great In This League sign logo that we've got that I'm so happy with. It was our only... of two rebrandings. We've attempted it a long time, but you know, ITL has been around since 2014, and this is only the second this is the updated logo after about 6 years. And you can pick up the podcast artwork and just a signed logo in this league.fans. Pick it up today. Short sleeve shirts. They've got the hoodies, long sleeve mugs, all that different stuff. And there'll be some more stuff in the near future. So check it out in this league.fans. So we're talking about also, you know, Bogman's asking me, how do I fix it? I say you throw tons of money on it. Not only do the players care, but people care. That's how all those stupid game shows go, where it's like, this guy could win $100,000. If you know, like, if the MVP is going to win like $5 million and each player is going to win like $2 million, you got just massive amounts of money on the line. You're going to see a different level of care and attention put into this. And maybe you get another sponsor, you know, the winning team is $10 million goes to a charity as well. Just get everything involved on all fronts. I think that's how you get the players to be involved. You bring up an angle that the Futures game always worked with, where you essentially said USA versus whoever, you know, classic us type of thing. I still don't think that works. Look at Team USA. Team USA is playing right now. And guess the awesome players that are playing in that.
I understand what you're saying. Nobody cares about Team USA for the Olympics because they're none of the major leaguers. So that's why nobody cares about
it. They don't
care
about winning a gold medal for their country. Why are they going to care? Oh, now I got to play in the All-Star game because I'm going to play the world.
Yeah. Because it's the best players in the world. Listen, what I'm talking about isn't for the game itself. It's for sponsors. It's for getting eyes on the television, which makes the sponsors want to pay more. It's if you say USA versus the world and you pick, you know, your guys that were born in the US versus all other foreign countries in this game, you're going to have other countries invested and watching. No one cares about the Olympics baseball because it's not the best players in the world. It's just college kids and amateurs, you know,
but they're still, old watching. I get what you're saying. I'm not like, it's a creative idea. I'm just trying to
build a bigger audience. That's all. So
here's my problem.
I just think if you do ALNL, yeah, maybe some Puerto Ricans will watch, maybe some Dominicans will watch. I think if you say USA versus the world, the rest of the world will be more invested in wanting to beat the U.S., watching the world team beat the U.S. team.
See, there's a couple of things. I don't agree with that because Puerto Rico is only going to care more if it's Team Puerto Rico. They're not going to care that there's two guys.
I mean,
that's
a great
there.
Point, but you just can't do multiple teams.
I totally agree. But that's why I'm saying I don't think that helps. Second off, you've already got Puerto Rican and Dominican players and world players that are in the All-Star game. If you then start pushing and saying we have to have half of the roster be of the world, you're now potentially not putting in the most deserved players in
that's
the All-Star
true.
Game. And that's why true. I think that
about a fantasy draft like the NBA All-Star game did, where you have two team captains and
it's only fun for us. The players still not going to care. Like Jacob DeGrom will be like, okay.
Well, I don't care if the players care or not. It's about us. It's about the audience. You know, I don't, you know,
but they're still not going to play. Like, to your point, they draft them, but then like, hey, thanks for drafting me, but I'm not playing.
But okay, but if they're getting paid this absurd amount by
you're attaching it to my
just
money.
Made up,
you're attaching it to my money.
I'm trying to help. I'm not throwing my own thing out there.
Gotcha.
I'm helping yours.
You didn't make that clear. I didn't know you were saying like these are
these are
millions of dollars.
These are in addition to helping your idea. So if you're gonna get some big absurd sponsor that's paying, you know, $5 million to the winning team, maybe even the losing team gets $1 million per player or something. So you at least get something for showing up if your team doesn't win, whatever it is, you know. So I'm thinking of, you know, now you are drafting the best players in the world. It's still going to be the same rosters, but you know, the only limitation is, you know, we have four first basemen each, you know, each team gets two, you know, something like that. So
yeah, no, I mean, at the end of the day,
because that could be its own TV show too. You know,
you're going a lot more. Listen, they could do a mini Perfect Game does this where they have tournaments. They could have a 2-day tournament of 8 teams. If you want to do your World Baseball Classic, essentially for the All-Star weekend, and you want to have, you know, first day, all 8 teams play, and then it eliminates down to 4. And then, you know, they play in the morning and at night, it presses on players and stuff. Like that. I think there's lots of ways you can do it. At the end of the day, though, the only concrete one I'm saying to improve all of this is you throw truckloads of cash where every player not only wants to play, they're fighting to get in. They're petitioning more than ever. Not guys being like, yeah, you know, doesn't really coincide with my schedule and I'm going to be pitching and I'm probably not going to be there. But thanks, guys. And, you know, I'm going to take a little rest and go on a vacation. No, these guys are like, I'm getting that money. I got
to give me that bag.
Hey, man,
I got to get mine, man.
Yeah, it is the biggest honor now to get in the All-Star game because it's not just about a selection.
It's not just an honor.
It's cash money, homie. It's potentially about quadrupling some players' salaries, you know, $2.5-3 million. If you win the MVP, $5 million, that's the only way that I improve it. And
it probably help with, you know, a lot of the young players not getting paid a bunch too. Sure. Is, you know,
that's great.
Hey, if you're good enough to make the All-Star game and you go in and you're on the winning team, you're going to get a bunch of money.
Another example of that, even though I got to admit, they did a decent job, is the Home Run Derby, because we've got this bracket up here to take a look at. Baseball did a decent job in getting some big names, though there were players that opted out and they were just like, yeah, no, I'm not going to play and blah, 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 which I think is lame and stupid. But they got it. Shohei Ohtani was like how they announced it and presented it, which was so massive. They were able to get Pete Alonso. Juan Soto was a late addition, which was great. And they got Joey Gallo. I'm sorry, A's and like Orioles fans, nobody really cares about Trey Mancini outside of his great like return. Yeah. I know. Okay. The Mancini one's
the best
different.
Story
I'm
out of anybody.
I'm sorry. The Mancini one is different. Nobody cares about Matt Olson. Nobody cares about Trevor Story, and nobody cares about Salvador Perez. I stand corrected. You're right about that.
I think you're right on Olson and Salvi. Trevor has I'm always going to be partial to a home, home guy playing, because I went to Arizona where they didn't take Upton, and I went to Kansas City where they didn't take Billy Butler. And I know neither one of those guys are gigantic players at this point.
Upton deserved it, by the way.
Yeah. Well, so did Billy Butler. He had, I think he was close to the lead in homers that year in 2012, in Kansas City, and they were playing the game in Kansas City. And, you know, it was just funny because Robinson Cano was a guy that didn't pick Billy Butler, and everyone in KC booed the holy S out of him, and he hit no homers. He was eliminated in the first go through. His best hit was he fouled one back to where I was sitting in a home run derby, which is just kind of sad. So,
but like, I mean,
I'm okay with Trevor's story, but yeah, I mean,
it's there's Colorado. It's only because it's a hometown team, but again, nobody cares outside of the Rockies. That's my point. A's fans love that Matt Olson there, but nobody cares. So there's a good job there, but then baseball, what do? They found a, I get the logic of what they did, but they found a way to make it suck, where they're like, well, we're going to see how many homers they have. They pitted Juan Soto versus Shohei Ohtani in the first round. That's lame and stupid. Absolutely not. You should put Soto in the other bracket so you have the potential to have a Shohei or Pete Alonso versus Gallo or Soto. That's what you want. You're going to lose the best players in the very first round.
I think they did that because of home run totals. So I just said that.
They made logic where they're just like, oh, yeah, we're just going to seed them by how many homers they have. But still, like, take it seriously and bracket them for fun, not just bracket them. By the way, they could have put Juan Soto at 7 and Trevor Story could have faced him because Trevor Story and Soto both have 11 homers. They didn't do that. They gave Soto.
Well, they shouldn't have seeded it until like the game actually, the thing actually opens up, because now, like you said, now that we know that Soto is going up against Ohtani in the first round, those are your two biggest stars. It kind of sucks. You know what they should have done. Not announce it now, announce it as it happens, if that's what you're going to do, or wait until they're playing games all the way up through Sunday. So wait until Monday to announce what the order is and all that stuff, because there's going to be more home runs hit between now and Sunday. So as we're recording this, as you're listening to this, Sunday is tomorrow. Yes. But what I'm saying is just wait to announce it, because I think there are people like you that are going to be like, well, that's stupid. I'm going to punch out because we're not going to get a championship of, or a final round or whatever, of Soto versus Ohtani. And that's what everybody wanted.
Yeah. I'm trying to look these up. Okay. I found a site. I was trying to find FanDuel, but I just didn't find it, unfortunately. But you and I were going to play the game, and there's a bracket challenge out there, MLB, you can do. We are going to play the bracket. And I also found the odds, if we want to talk about that for a minute. So let's talk about the odds for a second, because we may have to push the bracket drafting into the next hour, depending on how far we go here. So I attempted to look on FanDuel quickly. I did not find them, but I did find it at thelines.com, which has got home run derby odds. They're probably going to be generally the same-ish in most places. You think?
Yeah, I would think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here are... who do you think is the odds-on favorite?
Ohtani.
Of course. Who do you think is the biggest dog?
Trevor Story.
No. The dog at Salvador plus Perez. 1,000 is Salvador Perez and Trey Mancini. So they're okay. your big dogs in this bet, at least according to this. At plus 750, Matt Olson. Plus 600 is the hometown hero, Trevor Story. Juan Soto plus 500, Pete Alonso plus 450, Joey Gallo plus 350, and Shohei Ohtani plus 300.
Give me the top three again. It was Ohtani, and then who are the two right below him?
Ohtani, Gallo, and Alonso. Gallo. Ohtani's plus 300, Gallo's plus 350, Alonso's plus 450. They may vary in some specific places.
I actually think Soto's the worst bet out of all those. I think he's the worst bet because he's not the long odds, and he's not good odds. So I think he's the worst bet.
But like, compared to Joey Gallo, it's like a 50, you know, 3 to 350. Pete Alonso is 450 to 300.
I would much rather have Joey Gallo. I think Joey Gallo is built for something like this. Pete Alonso's already won it, and Ohtani's leading the league in bombs. So those three, you take any of those three, it totally makes sense. I think Soto, who's struggling this year, is the worst bet out of all those because he doesn't have those long odds. I'd much rather take Mancini. I think it means more to Mancini coming off of his cancer stuff, obviously. So I think you're going to get Mancini's going to empty out the tank to win this thing. See, how amazing would it be to see him win this after a year after going through all that cancer stuff? That would be insane.
You know, I'm not going to disagree with you on that. It's not a bad, I get the logic of your bet and it's like huge. I mean, you get plus 1000 on this and it would be one of the coolest stories. If I were my deep play, I kind of like the Matt Olson one. You know, Matt Olson's been an absolute terror. When you say Joey Gallo's built for this, Matt Olson is one of those guys. There's a lot of, there's multiple players that are kind of built for this, but I find it hard, but I know what you're saying between Gallo, Alonso and Otani, that if I were getting even bigger odds, if like Otani was plus 300 and then Gallo was plus like 550 and Alonso was plus like 650, then I might play. But like as much as Joey Gallo is built for this, Otani's swing is every play homer like Gallo, 100%. Gallo could be a little bit pull heavy. I would still play if it's plus 350 for Gallo or plus 300 to Otani. I would take the Otani. So two bets I'd probably play here is I would take Otani and Matt Olson.
If you had to pick one, is just Otani to double up your money?
It's plus 300. So
or to triple up your money. I mean,
yeah, I think I'd play Otani. I mean, you're only getting, you know, 350 Gallo. For Gallo, so it's the same. It's tripling up your money.
Either one. So I would take Gallo.
Okay, well then it's you're leaving not a ton of mystery for our next segment where we're going to draft it so we know who Bogman's going to take. We're going to do the bracket challenge when we come back in hour two. We got a little quicker coming up here, so don't go anywhere right here in this league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
It's ITL on Sports Grid with Bogman and the Welsh. Talking about All-Star Weekend, which is going to be coming up tomorrow or whenever you guys are listening to this. If you're listening on demand, it could even be today or it happened. But All-Star Weekend packed. Going through how my thoughts and both of our thoughts on how we can improve it to the Home Run Derby bracket, which ultimately, you know, I like the bracket idea. Brackets are always fun. You can never go wrong with brackets, except like when you see them stupidly and they kind of did that and it's going to take some of the fun out, but whatever, it's still going to be great. It's just, you set yourself up. Like if there's one guy on that list besides Joey Gallo, like I just wouldn't want Otani to go up against Juan Soto. I'd rather him go against Salvi. Like it's going to be bad news if Otani gets knocked out in the first round. It's going to suck. And people are the amount of, if you could watch the ratings from the first round, and then if Otani gets knocked out to the second round, I bet you it drops a third, like easy on that. But it brings up a good question, because in the next segment, we will do our bracket and we'll draft our bracket. Favorite home run derby moment, Box? Do you have one? Because I thought about this. I don't think I have one. Like I have things like Bobby Abreu hitting a bunch of homers that stick out in my mind. I don't have something that stands out.
Well, Griffey showing up after saying he wasn't going to do it. That was pretty big. I remember that moment. That was like 97 or 98.
Like wrestling? Was it just like a gym? Kind of. Oh my God.
He was adamant he wasn't going to do it. And then he showed up and did it. So I think that was a pretty big one, but I think Sean mentioned it here. Josh Hamilton winning after, I don't even know if he won that one. I can't. There was one where somebody hit a million homers. It might have been the Bobby Abreu one, and he didn't win. Like he gassed himself out.
I think it was Hamilton. I think Hamilton had like the most insane round we ever seen. It was like 30 homers, and then I think he lost. I could be misremembering.
I mean, that sounds right. But this is, you know, it's an exhibition thing, so we're not, you know, it's not a World Series. We don't.
That's also part of that. The problem is like it's hard with homers to like recall all the stuff. I mean, again, there's other little things they could do. I think they should set up some things that they could be knocked down like really far and stuff like that. But I'm not. The memories are few and far between.
Whole obstacle course.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But like Hamilton, Bobby Abreu, those are some big ones. And theoretically, we may have some on the horizon for this one because there are some big names, and we are going to draft it in the next hour. Hour 2 coming up right here and in this league. Don't go anywhere.